This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's been almost a year since George Floyd died. Members of George Floyd's family and others who lost loved ones in encounters with police marched in the streets of Minneapolis yesterday. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Almost a year after the death of George Floyd, the mayor of Minneapolis is making changes.
Our city has come and has seen a moment of racial reckoning, perhaps hundreds of years in the making.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
We live in a city that has a whole lot of work before us, but we live in a city that is also committed to making that change a reality.
And Frey is pushing ahead with a public safety proposal that he says will help keep all neighborhoods safe and hold police accountable.
There is a true acknowledgement that the way we have done things in the past is not acceptable.
I'm Shelley Adler.
George Floyd's brother Terrence told those who gathered in Brooklyn yesterday he's grateful for their support.
For the people, for this nation, showing so much love to the Floyd family, so much love to the movement, so much love to justice.
Terrence Floyd heard there on WABC TV in New York. Authorities in South Carolina say a 14-year-old girl was killed, more than 11 other people shot during a concert in North Charleston over the weekend. Police say apparently a fight broke out during the concert. In Italy, a cable on a cable car apparently snapped, and the cabin careened down a mountain, killing 14 people. The only survivor, a 5-year-old boy. Calls are growing for Japan to cancel the Olympic Games set to start on July 23rd. There are worries over the coronavirus there. Many Japanese have not yet gotten COVID shots. At the Billboard Music Awards, Drake was named the Artist of the Decade, but most wins of the night went to The Weeknd. This is AP News. It turns out 50 isn't too old to win the PGA Championship.
Phil Mickelson has made history at the PGA Championship, becoming the oldest player to ever win a major title with a two-shot victory over Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen.
I don't know how to describe the feeling of excitement and fulfillment and accomplishment to do something when... with this magnitude, when very few people thought that I could.
Mickelson survived a demanding and roller coaster day on the difficult Kiwa Island course with a final round 73 that was good enough in the end for a 6-under par total and the 2-shot victory. It is his 6th major success and comes 8 years after his last. I'm Graham Agars.
Gas is $3.04 a gallon this morning, up 15 cents in a month, says the AAA, up $1.08 in a year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.